Hi everybody, it's September 23, 2023, and we're on the road again. This time we're in the south of France. The objective of this particular trip is the south of France. We could have taken longer to go through the south of France last year. So this year we're spending a little bit more time, taking a bit more slowly, taking in some new areas. Really trying to catch the end of summer, although I'm aware it's also pretty hot in the UK at the moment. But first we had to get here to the south of France. So we started off from, we stayed overnight in Folkestone at a usually campsite, the campsite that we usually use. It's usually pretty reliable. It is, to be fair. But that particular morning, the morning we were setting off, the 1st of September, people were leaving the site at 5:30 in the morning, one after another, and just woke us up. So eventually we sort of gave in and joined in, and set off early to the Eurotunnel, and just hung around there for a bit, had some breakfast and so on. And then as always, it was a straightforward trip into France, to Calais, and then we set off southwest for our first stopover on the way down. On the way, shortly after Calais, we stopped off in Boulogne, where there's a supermarket that we've used before, and we stocked up on all the essentials: bread, cheese, beer, wine, and onwards towards our ultimate stop. The auto route wasn't too busy, there were patches of rain along the way, which made it a little bit trickier, but on the whole, it was pretty good. And we stopped at an air near a town on the edge of Le Mans. The town was called, I think, Saint-Saturnin. Great little spot, about 12 pitches for motorhomes. Relatively quiet, really well set up. In the early hours of the morning, it was a massive thunderstorm. I honestly think it's one of the biggest thunderstorms we've ever experienced. It just went on for over an hour. The rain got louder and louder on the van roof. It was really quite perturbing. And the flashes just seemed to go on forever. So that kind of disturbed that night. But it cleared, and the next day we set off again. And it was only about an hour's drive to the Château of Villandry, which is one of our favourites. Lovely gardens that were laid out by monks years ago. What they do is they make formal gardens. They've made formal gardens with vegetables in among the flowers. It's really quite spectacular. Had a walk around there. Great to see at this time of year, to see how the vegetables have matured and so on. A really picturesque place to have a look around. Anyway, that was just a stopover. Unfortunately, there wasn't any produce for sale. So, okay, time to move on. And so, our next stop was at a cognac producer, part of the France Passion chain of sites, near Cognac, at Saint-Léger. By then it was starting to get warm as well, so it was great. Very simple. We parked up in the vineyard, not in the vineyard, in a field near the vineyard, just across the road from the where they make the cognac. They were playing bulls. We went in and did some tasting. Obviously, we bought some stuff. Lovely dinner in the warm sun, in among basically a small orchard in the sunshine. Fantastic. Slight disruption that night as well because of a couple of quite loud owls in the middle of the night, but really, really a beautiful night. Beautiful location, beautiful, quiet, you know, rural France is its best. Next day we sent off to our first objective, our first stop point in truly in the south of France, at Saint-Jean-de-Luz or near Saint-Jean-de-Luz on the coast, campsite that we've been wanting to go to for a while, called Interplage, Interplage, but on a headland with beaches on either side. Also big surfing area, more of that in a moment. And you know, we made off towards there from the Cognac region in a fairly leisurely mode. It was pretty good. There were a couple of heavy bits of traffic near some of the coast just south of Bordeaux, and we could see some of the Pyrenees as we got closer to Saint-Jean-de-Luz. Little bit of a problem at the campsite. Basically, the people that were in the pitch that had been assigned to us were squatting there, and they hadn't been able to contact them and ask them to move, the site management. So we had hung around for a bit, and then eventually they gave us another pitch, and we were okay, and we settled in down to our favorite beach bar, because we've been there before. We then went on to there's a little local shop there, had the inevitable moule frite, and a very nice evening. In fact, when we were leaving the little beach bar with where we had the moule frite, the guy doing all the front of the house stuff, even, you know, the drinks, placing the orders, even a little bit of the cooking, after when he paid, he insisted on that we shared a couple of shots with him. Yeah, okay, great. So really warm weather by now, and we spent the night with the windows open, but with netting on the windows to keep out some of the bugs. We got quite badly bitten, by the way, in the Cognac area, but now we're gradually starting to get used to it. Maybe we'll see. Anyway, lovely night's sleep, because perched where we are on that campsite, you could hear the surf below. Where we were specifically, you couldn't really see the sea, but you could definitely hear it. Again, breakfast of croissant and the homemade jam we brought with us that we made just that jam made just before we left, blackberry jam, and then off to a big adventure of cycling into Saint-Jean-de-Luz. Now, bikes on the back of the van is a new thing for us. But the idea is to try and take advantage of this as an easy way to get around from a campsite to some of the towns, and it certainly worked here. Jan is slightly more nervous than me normally, but she actually coped fine with a lot of the challenges thrown at us. You know, the mad mopeds in France, drivers not knowing what they're doing. We cycled into town of Saint-Jean-de-Luz. Through the town, traffic lights, zebra crossings, all that kind of thing. And then into the market, bought some food, put them into the bags on the bike, quick coffee, and then we went further on through to a site, to the fort at the kind of the end of the bay from Saint-Jean-de-Luz, which was really nice. Had lunch there and cycled back. Largely uneventful, which is just what you want. So we were really pleased about that one. So the next day, we fancied a little bit more cycling. And now, the night after we went to Saint-Jean-de-Luz, in the middle of the night, the surf got louder and louder. It clearly, something, you know, out to sea. The weather it caused huge rollers to come into the west coast there. When we got up in the morning, we decided we were going to go in the opposite direction. We were going to head north up the coast towards Biarritz, which turned out to be a little bit more challenging than the previous day. It was, for a start, the general direct route there was definitely a bit more hilly, some very steep hills and up and down. Very hot day as well, but also in the initial part, every time we went near a beach, it was absolutely crazy with surfers. They'd heard that the there were big waves happening. They were desperately trying to get there to find somewhere to park up, run with their boards down to the beach and get to those waves. And they were oblivious to mere cyclists that were anywhere around. It was absolute chaos. We cycled through a couple of quite nice towns on the way. There was one that was on the top of a hill on the way towards Biarritz. Yeah, lovely hill climb, that one. Anyway, nice view at the top, Market Square, overlooking on a clearer day than we were having. You could have seen the Pyrenees in the distance. Really nice. That was a town called Bidart. And beaches all along. But we eventually made it to Biarritz, sat up on the shore, had a bit of lunch, and cycled home. Really pretty uneventful. Nice quiet evening back at the van, and really set getting ready for a longer trip home. And we had pizza from the local bar next to the campsite. Yeah, well, you know, something you've got to take it easy sometimes. So today, set off from Saint-Jean-de-Luz, and we've pootled along, is the best way to describe it, the edge of the Pyrenees, and then up through past Lourdes into an area which is kind of in the foothills of the High Pyrenees, and really just kind of set up here, taking a look at the overall area, get size up what's going on. It's really nice. We sat here at the moment, you know, surrounded by hills. If we look over the other way, we can see some of the big Pyrenean mountains behind us. Another nice air designed for motorhomes, and tomorrow hopefully we'll get off and do some cycling. There's some cycling in the area, we know, and more to follow. So thanks for paying attention, and we'll keep you posted. It's taken a while, as I said, to get this online, just because we've had a bit of trouble with getting decent bandwidth. Hopefully we can do it a bit more regularly going forward. Similarly, I had some problems uploading photos, but you'll find the photos on Flickr, and if you're interested on a slightly more detailed route of to where we've been and everything, contact us by email or message, and I'll send you a link to a new app we're trying out called Polar Steps, which gives you the route and pictures along the way. Thank you. Hi, so it's some days since we last made a recording. Part of it's technical problems with bandwidth, and part of it's some other problems, which I'll explain a bit later as we go further into this story. Picking up from where we left off last time, we were in the Pyrenees. We're approaching the Haute Pyrenees, the High Pyrenees, and we moved a little bit further up the valley to a different site to stay for the night. And from there, we were able to pick up a cycle route into Lourdes, where we it's a great cycle route, mostly flat, an old railway track that basically has been paved beautifully, and basically ended up doing a fantastic there and back again trip of about 40 kilometres. A really nice day cycling, heading back into the little local village nearby for a couple of beers and watching people. There was the Tour d'Espagne was coming through the next day, so it was interesting to see what was going on, what preparations were being made for that. So, next day, we set off into higher parts of the Pyrenees, even higher, heading towards a place called the Gavenies, and in particular, the objective was something called the Cirque de Gavenies, which is a big circular set of cliffs. We parked in the village, parked up on basically a car park running out of the village, and then walked up through a rather touristy village, but up lovely walking up through the valley up towards the Cirque, where there was a sort of a hotel overlooking the view, and absolutely stunning view, the highest waterfall in Europe, amazing mountains, really hard to describe. If you get a chance to look at on Flickr, you'll see some of the photos, but it's hard to really capture it all. It was just such an amazing sight. We headed back to the van and thought we might try and find somewhere to eat in Gavarnie that evening, but it turns out everything was closed. So we just sat in the van up on the hill and enjoyed the beautiful view out the back and out the front, in fact, all round. And that was Cirque de Gavarnie. Now, the next day, we then went off to another one of these geological phenomena called Cirque de Trumousse. This turned out to be even more exciting. Again, we rather like we had with Cirque de Gavarnie, we spent a lot of the time driving up through wiggly roads to get to it, following cyclists. All credit to them climbing these huge inclimes, but you know, obviously they're a bit of a hazard when you're driving on some of the roads as well. So there's a lot of slowing down and overtaking, and we were sweating, they were sweating, everybody was sweating as we were going up the hill. And then we got to one point where basically the normal road finished, and we thought, okay, we'll see how this goes. Started looking at it from the point of view of walking and decided that was impossible. And so we went back to Priscilla, got in the van and wiggled up this amazingly scary hairpin road right up to where there was a little kind of a restaurant hotel at the top of the road and a car park. More and more cyclists coming up the hill, by the way, parked up, and then recognised that we could go further, but probably not a good idea. But they had basically a tractor trailer arrangement to take you right up to the Cirque de Trumousse, which we did, which is scary as anything. The drops on either side of that hairpin road, with this tractor crawling its way up and then back down again, sheep, we'll come back to the sheep in a minute. The views of the drop off the side of the tractor, it was also made more exciting by it seems like it's the time of year when they were rounding up the sheep from the mountain, so we also saw the sheep being gathered and brought down the mountain, and at one point getting in the way of the tractor. All very exciting. When we got to the top, we found that where they stopped the tractor is about 2100 meters high. The view, even more, in many ways, more spectacular than Cirque de Gavarnie. Cirque de Trumousse doesn't have the big waterfall, but it just goes on forever. And then you can look down the valley the other way. Amazing spot. Absolutely incredible. And when we got to the top, guess where all the cyclists are going? To the top of that mountain. They must spend hours cycling up that hill. And I'm serious, it was not a hill you would walk up. Anyway, so that was Cirque de Trumousse. That was an amazing experience. And then we wiggled our way back down the mountain to a place called, and then followed the road to a place called Colteretz, which is a kind of up another valley. Head of another valley. There's another pass that goes over to Spain from there. It's a ski resort. There was also a thermal spa. We did see a ski lift, but also what we did was we climbed up the side of the mountain it seemed to us like halfway up. There was a France Passion site, which was a restaurant that overlooked the valley below us, and you could see right down into the town way below us. Getting there was a bit exciting because there'd also been the Tour d'Espagne the day before. There was another race that day. We got tangled up in this, and as we're coming to the town of Colteretz, we found ourselves at the finish line of the race with bikes coming at us from all directions. Hey-o. Anyway, we spent the night parked outside this French bistro high up on the mountain, overlooking the town. Fabulous food. And so that was our last night in the Pyrenees before we started moving on to the coast, overlooking, moving towards the coast on the Mediterranean. More of that in the next episode.